I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World from PRI. How do you know if you've got rock star status? An invitation to dinner at the White House is one clue. An adoring crowd at a major arena is another. India's new Prime Minister, Narendra Modi's got them both. Modi is dining with Obama today, and he was in New York over the weekend, where he spoke to a cheering crowd at Madison Square Garden. It's a big change from 2005, when he was denied a U.S. visa. Bruce Wallace reports that Modi's visit is electrifying for Indian American supporters and critics.
The India-America connection was made early and often at Madison Square Garden yesterday. The event kicked off with a song from a popular Indian movie. I think I was one of the few people there who didn't know the words. I could have sung along to the next song, though. Excitement built through dance performances, videos, and a roll call of U.S. politicians in attendance. Finally, a cheer worthy of Bruce Springsteen went up as Prime Minister Modi walked into the arena. Modi, hands together in a namaste salute, slowly made his way to the stage. He told the crowd of nearly 20,000 that they had improved the image of India abroad, especially here in the U.S. If it weren't for them, Modi said in Hindi, the country would still be thought of as a nation of snake charmers. He talked for an hour about his goals for India and about the role the Indian diaspora could play. People in the crowd told me they'd never seen their community this energized. Vishal Maiden lives in New Jersey.
He's a new hope for India. We are American Indians, but we see a new hope for India. He's the strongest leader last four decades India has seen.
I've never seen anything like this.
Tejal Parekh has been in the U.S. for decades.
It's what I feel for Obama, I'm feeling for Narendra Modi. It's just you want to do everything for both countries. You know, that's the feeling of patriotism that's arising today.
Modi also made some promises that especially appealed to people here, like Falgun Patel.
No more waiting in line for visa.
He told them the visa process would soon be all online. Popular, too, is the model Modi set in the state of Gujarat, which he led before becoming prime minister. Vikram Katam Reddy lives in New Jersey.
I think he's the first action prime minister. He has proven that in Gujarat when he was the chief minister as a development agenda. I think he is very focused. He has clarity in his thought.
But his history in Gujarat is complicated. In 2002, the state was the site of Hindu-Muslim violence. More than 1,000 were killed, most of them Muslim. Many say Modi was too slow to respond. His affiliation with a Hindu nationalist group called the RSS also alarms many. Across the street from Madison Square Garden, a crowd of Muslims and Sikhs held signs protesting Modi and the rise in Hindu conservatism they see him representing. One of the organizers, Sheikh Ubaid, says Modi also has energized critics.
In a strange way, Modi's ascent to power and Modi coming here helps us because of the baggage he carries. Gives us an opportunity to talk about what a great danger RSS is.
Modi has really politicized a lot of folks.
Kiati Joshi is a professor at Fairleigh Dickinson University in New Jersey, whose research focuses on second-generation Indian Americans.
And I'm talking about folks here. Either they've become really gung-ho pro-Modi or really anti-Modi, which often even translates into anti-Hindu.
Joshi says it's even gotten tough in some Indian American circles to identify as Hindu. Reshma Patel was having an animated debate with two friends after the Modi event.
For a lot of people who are my contemporaries, especially living here in New York City, we're still concerned about his involvement in what happened in Godhra, yes. Right? And so this is why I was hesitant to speak to you, because I'm like, I don't know if I want too many people to know I was here.
But she still wanted to hear what Modi had to say. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City.